If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Pompito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever-so-modest host. And when I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, so I can fight a little bit, or I used to. And I'm an award-winning writer, so I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows just a little bit more. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour just for the average fan. You want to text me? You want to drop something? Here's your chance. The text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, for Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are hours away from Ryan Garcia. Of course, the kid, Super Rye, King Rye, call him what you want. He's undefeated, of course, coming off the deck in the second round the last time to stop Luke Campbell, I think, in 7 rounds, but straight up, he's a good fighter. But, you know, talking all that social media stuff, I'm a bigger star on social media than him in boxing, all that sort of, that wears on me. So the bottom line is, I'm hoping Ryan does well because he's got Joe Goose in his corner. Joe Goose is one of the nicest guys, one of the truest gentlemen in the history of the sport. I love Joe Goose. So the bottom line is I'm wishing Ryan all the best, of course, taking on Emmanuel Sugo tonight on DAZN. Straight up, lots of boxing to talk about, and the UFC going, of course, with a couple of title fights as well. Yes, we will touch on Dana's Slave World 2. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC TV, of course, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Council. Don't forget to check out the WBC's interactive website, WBCBoxing.com. That's WBCBoxing.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. But hey, you knew that.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's a $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
When I was gangster slapping people, seriously, when I was gangster slapping people winning titles this net, my mother told me at one point in time we were going to a press conference, and I said, she said, you know, Pete, don't brag. But I said, Mom, come on. She goes, well, you know, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth, but Pete, people don't like it when you're honest. Don't be so honest, okay? And she's got a point there, but the bottom line is, if the shoe fits, wear it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to us from across the pond, Triple G. Of course, I'm talking about Gennady Golovkin, of course, Uzbekistan, of course, his native country, coming to us out of the former Soviet bloc. Triple G now 43-1-1. Of course, take that back, 42-1-1, of course, 34 kills, stopping Ryota Murata. Of course, Murata, the WBA champ, of course, the guy from the island in the sun, he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. I don't think Murata can win the Golden Gloves here. I don't know how he pulled off the wins that he pulled off, but the bottom line is it didn't happen last night as Gennady Golovkin took him apart from the beginning to the end. Yes, a brave effort by the Japanese guy, but that's what they're known for, brave efforts. Not winning brave efforts, just having brave efforts. Straight up, we wish the Japanese guy all the best in his retirement because he's done as a middleweight contender in my book. Bottom line is Triple G, of course, the one loss, the one draw, to the pound-for-pound king, of course, Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez going, he made the seventh, of course, against Dmitry Bivol, the undefeated 175-pound champion, moving up in weight. This week it was revealed that Canelo said no restrictions. So if this guy wants to go up to like 320 pounds from the day of the weigh-in until the fight takes place, he don't care. You know, sometimes that's a disadvantage for a guy, you know, when you fight a guy that's much bigger than you. Because I talked about this before, and I keep preaching this time and time again. There's only two things where size matters. Pornography and combat sports. And this is combat sports. And when you move up in size, eventually at one point in time, you're going to bite off too much. Now, has Canelo Alvarez bit off too much with Dmitry Bivol? Of course, that's May the 7th. We'll find out. I'm not a fan of the DAZN pay-per-view process. Of course, DAZN came to us 3 years ago, and they said, and Socrates Palmer will be a witness to this, but they said that, you know, if you join DAZN, you never have to pay for pay-per-view. It's sort of like, yeah, okay, I'm down with that. So you spend 3 years paying DAZN, and, you know, they got some fights, some decent fights, this and that. So, well, it was worth the $20 a month, And now they want to hit you up for the pay-per-view charge as well. So instead of paying just, you know, $20 a month, they want you to pay like $90, $20 plus, I think, $69 for the Canelo card. And then, of course, if you don't have the zone, they want to charge you like $90 for the card. So the bottom line is they're trying to coerce people into grabbing subscriptions, I understand, to save the $20. But at the end of the day, this is bad business principles. And I think a class action lawsuit, like Mark Risman suggested, of course, the attorney from Las Vegas suggested a couple of weeks ago on this show that maybe we as fans should go after DAZN in a class action lawsuit. So bottom line is I'm not going to buy the pay-per-view. I'll go somewhere and watch it. I'm not going to buy it. I'll go to a strip club. I'll go somewhere. I'll go to a friend's house. I'm not going to buy the pay-per-view. DAZN is not going to get any more money out of me than the $20 they already get a month. Straight up, we go from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in, of course, the Bronx Bomber. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer Jr., boxing's truth, PhD. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How's it going with yourself, sir?
Well, I'm doing better than Ryota Murata.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're being a little harsh on Murata. You know, I mean, he was a gold medalist, you know, in 2012, I believe. So the guy can't fight. He's actually not a spring chicken himself. He's 36. And I thought he gave a good effort. But just Triple G is still very good. You know, he's still a very good fighter. He's still at 40 years old. I believe his birthday actually was today. So he gave the birthday punches in reverse. he really did his thing. He really took over the fight after the sixth round. And, you know, there's levels to this. And Triple G, an old Triple G, is still a dangerous fighter and still a top five middleweight. And right now, the best middleweight in the world, in my opinion. And I am very intrigued by a Canelo fight.
I just got a text from a guy named Jose. He said, you're bad on Japanese fighters. I'm not bad on Japanese fighters. I just, yeah, maybe I am. Anyway, you...
had their moments.
What?
They've had their moments. Who was that guy that knocked out Rosario on HBO? I can't remember his name.
And neither do I. But you know, neither do I. How about this one? You know, there's no doubt about it. The Japanese are rich in their boxing tradition. I've been to Korakuen Hall. Of course, that's the big arena next to the Tokyo Dome, this little arena where they hold fight cards like weekly, I believe, weekly fight cards there. And boxing is like the true sport in Japan. At one point in time, pro wrestling, of course, was giving boxing a run, but that's over with. The UFC, not so big in Japan. What was the other? Pride. Pride was a big company out of Japan, of course, doing the MMA thing in a boxing ring where the UFC does their things in a cage. Still, Dana White, let's talk about that for a second. Dana White's still on top, man. What can I say other than he's a piece of work?
He is. He's a piece of work. He definitely, how can I say, if Vince McMahon and Don King had a baby, it'd be Dana White. You know, I think that's the best way I can describe him. You know, like if someone asked me, who is Dana White, I'd say that. You know, he's been the best thing for UFC and, you know, as far as the brand. But, you know, some of his fighters would probably like to, you know, roundhouse kick him or choke him out, you know, because he's a pimp. He is.
He's a pimp.
He got that from his dad, you know, Don King. Like I said, if Vince McMahon and Don King had a love child, it's Dana White. I mean, he is that. He's the star of the show. He is the biggest name in UFC. That's one thing that UFC is going through right now. They're lacking star power. You know, they don't have, you know, Conor McGregor's on his last legs, you know, literally, because we saw him blow out his Achilles the last time he was there.
Yep.
You know, they need that star power. That's what drives the pay-per-view market. But, you know, they really do a good job at selling the product or the brutality of it. You know, they don't really market big stars, you know. And
no, but the reason being is that there's no legacy to build there. There's no longevity. In other words, you know, you can lose in a heartbeat in that stuff. I mean, the record for heavyweight title offenses is 3, I think, by Stipe Miocic. Think about that. They started this in 1993, and the most title offenses have been 3. Okay, so you're just not long for this game. And that's what Dana counts on. Because, see, he can only pay you medium-range bucks. You never get to the super bucks because you get beat up by then.
Right, and that's also part of the marketability, that anyone on any given Saturday night could beat anyone, you know. So, yeah, that's also part of it. You know, Brock Lesnar was probably the biggest star they ever had, you know. But then again, Brock came with a different type of star. He came from the world of pro wrestling. Ronda Rousey, you know. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they're all white American, you know, which helps them big time. So, you know, it's something that I've grown over the years to respect it, because, you know, the man upness of, you know, stepping in across from another human being is like no other. Just wish that these guys were taken care of better. You know, you see some of these purses, you cringe, you know, and it's just something not right.
You cringe because of the ass whoopings involved. And if you think about the ass whoopings involved, people don't realize it, but 9 out of 10 times I suffered more in training making weight than I did in the fight.
Bro, I just think about getting hit with an elbow across my nose.
Boom.
For
12 grand. Sam just got knocked out in the other room by the boom. I mean, or getting choked out. 12 grand, some of these guys are making 10 grand. But if you make 12 grand, let's be honest, you make 12 grand and you're out of work for 6 months, you can't do another for 6 months, what do you do? In other words, there's no fallback here. And these guys are all, quote, independent contractors. Whoa, what does that mean? That means there's no benefits for them. That means if they get hurt, they're sort of on their own. I mean, if they get hurt in competition, I think they'll be covered. But if they get hurt in training, they're on their own.
Right, and it's not like they can make extra dollars with, like, promoting sponsorships, because they all wear the same attire. You know,
Reebok. Yeah. Danny did the deal with Reebok. I can't remember who that former heavyweight was with the guy that's now a stand-up comedian. He's damn good. But he was making $80,000 on his uniform. In other words, selling like Pedro's bail bonds or something like that on the back of his uniform, that of his cut man, had it on his trunks, things like that. He was getting 80 grand. So in other words, the lousy 20 grand that he got from Dana, that was nothing. But then they took that back. They said to him, now under the Reebok deal, we're going to give you like 6 grand. And he said, you know what, screw you, I'm retiring.
Yeah, yeah. Don't they have something else now? Is it Viper? Is now that, you know, and then he's got to deal with cryptocurrency. So you see a lot of the T-shirts. It's not like these guys could do that. Could wear a trunk and then have two patches on each side and get a couple of dollars off of that, you know. So the UFC, it's a great idea in the concept that the fight fans get to see the best fight the best. There's less politics involved, but they got to take care of their warriors better.
That's a good way to put it, mildly. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. More after the break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Do I need to keep going? I keep going. Bottom line is we are live coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios on Twitch.tv, of course, and WBC TV. Straight up, that's about it all.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Little soul coming back from the break, little East Bay soul. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Of course, the World Boxing Council has an interactive website. Check it out, WBCboxing.com. On the line, of course, from the Bronx Bull himself. I'm talking about the Bronx Bomber, excuse me, the Bronx Bomber. How is the Bronx Bull, Mr. Ramos? Have you seen him lately?
Mr. Ramos?
Yeah.
Alex Ramos?
Yeah.
I think he's in your neck of the woods. Isn't he in Cali? He's been in California for like the last 15 years, I think.
Yeah, I thought somebody told me he went back to New York. He did something at home or something like that. Somebody from New York was talking about him. Here's a good one about Alex Ramos. I'm doing the checkouts in Puerto Rico. Of course, when I worked for Harold Smith, I did the ring announcing. I did the television. I taught ring car girls how to dance. I did all this kind of stuff. Anyway, I'll never forget that. Imagine teaching girls that stomp around like they're stomping on grapes, okay? Like they're stomping on grapes. Trying to imagine teaching girls like that how to be a ring car girl. In other words, I had to get all gay and saunter around the ring. And I kept doing it, and Jack Welch was taking pictures. Jack Welch was taking pictures of this. Jack Welch, the old photographer from the writer from the Philadelphia Daily News, and of course he went on to Las Vegas, and he died about 10 years ago in Vegas. But he's taking these pictures, and that's not probably the pictures you want rolling around. Little videos of me like sauntering around like a girl. Anyway, the bottom line is we had a great time over there. I mean, I can't say enough about the Chinese people. Somebody asked me this week, how are they to you? The Chinese people treated us well. Of course, we were the first Americans to get over there ever. In 1993, we went there for the first time. There hadn't been any boxing in the People's Republic since 1949. Now, back to, let's talk about Ryan Garcia, of course, undefeated now, 21-0, something like that, 18 wax, hitting off the deck against Luke Campbell the last time, taking on the once beaten Mr. Togo, of course, coming to us from Accra, Ghana, which means he's going to give it 300%. But will 300% be enough?
We shall see. If it's enough, then whoa, the boxing world would be rocked on its ear. Ryan Garcia, I'm like everyone else. I'm intrigued, to see what the effect of hanging with Mr. Goosen now, and to see if Ryan still really wants to be a star in the ring. We know about his marketability outside of the ring, but at the end of the day, his skills in the ring are what's going to make him a superstar. To go is tailor-made. The guy hasn't fought in about 2 years. He's older. He's shorter. Ryan is supposed to light him up, like to quote the greatest radio host in boxing history, like a White House Christmas tree, right? He's supposed to light him up, look spectacular, and call out the winner of Devin Haney and George Kambosos.
Okay. And if that goes according to plan, of course, he will be 32-2. Talk about Emmanuel to go. It's a win to go. When will to go?
I would say to go goes home at about the seventh round.
Of course, they are doing a great crowd down there in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome, I'm told. Of course, Ryan Garcia has got Lester Bedford doing the on-the-ground promotions there. And, of course, Joe Goosen in the corner. And you know what? Hector and I talked this week pretty deep about Joe Goosen. We both have unbridled respect for that man. Unbridled.
He's aside from him being a very good trainer, he's a very likable person. You know, he's a very likable guy, very personable. He's paid his dues. He's been around. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good fit with Ryan Garcia. I think he's going to give him that nurturing that he's got. He's not going to get frazzled in the corner. I think it's a good fit. And I'm hoping that they do well because, I mean, I'm going to say something that a lot of boxing people may not admit in person. Ryan Garcia doing well in boxing is good for everyone because it's like, you know, I mean, he is one of the few people you can count on one hand that could transcend the sport, you know, and that's what boxing needs. And that's why boxing keeps going. That's the machine.
And I think what ticks me off about that is that when he says I can make more money on social media and this and that, it irks me. You know, like, we'll go to social media. You know, anyway, enough of that. We wish Ryan the very best luck. Of course, to go probably will go before the, in my mind, probably before the sixth round. Now, Gennady Golovkin, the winner, of course, of Ryota Murata. Last week, Savannah Marshall. Man, this chick can crack. I mean, she can. She can punch. I call her the silent one or something like that. But she's a champion at 160 pounds, and she knocked out this girl, Femke Hermans, who could fight a little bit, too. These were two chicks. They actually had a fight on TV that were two competitive women with good world-class skills, and this Savannah Marshall just drilled her with one punch. It was a brutal knockout.
And the last time we were talking about women's boxing, I mentioned Ann Wolfe. And Savannah Marshall brings that Ann Wolfe factor. She is knocking girls out unconscious. She is a vicious puncher. And the fight that everyone's anticipating is her and Clarissa Shields. Clarissa was there. Clarissa Shields is a tough woman. You know, she went into MMA. I give her all the props in the world. She's hard to root for because her mouth and just the, some of the stuff that she says, it kind of like makes you scratch your head.
She's an a-hole.
Yeah.
I mean, without saying she is. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the same room with her.
Yeah, she's tough to take sometimes, you know, but the two have history. Savannah beat her when they were teenagers. So it's a great fight coming up. And I just don't see Clarissa being able to keep that monster off of her. I mean, Clarissa may look good until she gets hit. You know, I think Savannah Marshall is the real deal. She hits like a man.
And she's got, you know what? She's got yikes. She's not scared of any. I saw her. She's not afraid of anything. She's ready to go. She's ready to go fight anybody, any weight. So the bottom line, Savannah Marshall looks like she might be the one that could shut the mouth for Clarissa Shields. We will see. Of course, that fight is upcoming probably by the end of the year, without a doubt, huh?
Yeah, I think it has to happen. I mean, and, you know, Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor are going to take spotlight, you know, in a couple of weeks. But then these two should probably finish off the year fighting each other. Hopefully it gets the same amount of attention as it should. And I'm waiting for it. You know, I think Savannah Marshall is like must-watch TV. And you don't really say that much. You don't really say that often in women's boxing.
You know what? That's great because we need a must-watch TV type of figure in women's boxing. I mean, a lot of people thought that Christy Martin was exciting in this now, but Christy Martin wasn't delivering knockouts. Christy Martin was delivering workmanlike performances for the most part, okay? But she wasn't knocking people out. And, of course, Lucia Riker and her were supposed to get together. Did I ever tell you I got $5,000 in advertising money on that one and the fight never happened?
No, brother, tell me.
The promoter, he sent me $5,000 for advertising up front, and I'd send him back a thing, non-refundable, blah, 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 as I always do. And he, you know, the fight didn't happen between Lucia Riker and Christy Martin, even though he extended purse advances to both people. I guess he couldn't tie it up at the end. Same guy that did another guy did the George Foreman, Larry Holmes fight was supposed to take place at the Houston Astrodome before they tore that down. And they sent me $5,000 on that one. I've pocketed that one. That was one of the ones where I ran to the bank and sweat the check. In other words, like you deposit a check, you go, oh my God, please, class, please, please don't bounce, please don't bounce, please don't bounce. You know, so about 3 days later, you go, oh, it didn't bounce, cool. But then that fight got called off too. So two instances in which I pocketed $5,000 and didn't have to work for it.
That, hey, you know what? Good for you. It happened. Hey, you know what? Life is good like that sometimes. You know, mention Lucia Riker, Christy Martin. Why didn't that fight ever happen?
Because I think that Christy didn't want any part in it. They were signed and ready to go. Like I said, they were signed and ready to go, and then it didn't happen. But Christy was dragging her feet on that one for a while. You know what I'm saying? She didn't. I mean, that was going to be her farewell fight because she knew she wasn't beating that girl no way, no how.
Yeah, and the reason I ask, because then she goes and takes a whipping from Leila Ali, who outweighed her by like 20 legitimate pounds. So I probably believe
better to take an ass whooping from somebody that can't fight than an ass whooping from somebody that can really fight.
Ooh, that is so true. Yes, I think Lucia Riker would have definitely beat the brakes off of Christy Martin.
Lucia Riker might have beat the brakes off of me in my prime. I saw a film where she was. No, I know what it was. The only fight she ever lost was to a dude.
Right, she fought somebody overseas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we go, yeah, come on, what can you say? Anyway, of course, Spence and Ugas next week. Yordi Ugas, the man that upset, didn't really upset Manny Pacquiao. According to the oddsmakers, upset him. Of course, Manny Pacquiao retired running for president of the Philippines in the next election, taking on the undefeated Errol Spence. Now, Ugas beat Crawford as an amateur. We're going to get into this in depth next week. But does Ugas have a real shot here, or am I just giving him the underdog? Do I have underdog-itis?
No, I think you have to give him a real shot. I mean, he is probably, his confidence as a pro is probably at an all-time high. Now, then again, like you said, how much stock do you want to give him? How much credit do you want to give him for beating an old Manny Pacquiao? You know, like you said, it was an upset according to the odds makers, but in reality, you know, Ugas should have beat Manny Pacquiao at this stage in his career. Errol Spence, you and I both feel the same way. The book, you know, the book is still out. Is he fully recovered from that horrific car accident? We'll find out.
Got to cut you short on this one. Guess, you know what I'd be doing to Errol Spence right now? I'd be calling him on the phone, playing like auto accidents on the radio, on the phone.
Yeah, and also his eye, that retina.
Exactly, no doubt about that. Anyway, got to run. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He is Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. More after the break.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of my buddy, Jeff Tamalier, he's playing over there in like, Concord, somewhere around there, doing gigs on the weekend. Bottom line is he was with Tower of Power, the Average White Band. He's been around. Jeff Tamalier, what a great guitarist. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Checking your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tonight, the world, take that back, not the world, the UFC featherweight champion. Of course, 145 pounds, took that title from Max Holloway a couple of years ago in a very good, I mean, Alexander Volkanovski won that fight without a doubt. Of course, then they had the rematch with Max Holloway, and I thought Max licked him like a stamp. But then, of course, so did Dana White, the aforementioned Dana White, my favorite guy. Anyway, but he didn't get the call, of course. In his last fight, Volkanovski took apart Brian Ortega. At one point in time, Brian Ortega would be the Muhammad Ali, the Manny Pacquiao, the everything you could imagine put together. Ryan Garcia of MMA. I thought he was like a superstar in the making. He was articulate. He was beautiful. I mean, he's a good-looking kid. I mean, he had nice looks to him. He could fight. I mean, without a doubt, man, he was an accomplished fighter. He was undefeated except for, I think, he had one fight on his record. It was called a no contest, maybe because of Flintstone vitamins or anabolic steroids or something like that. But the bottom line is, Brian Ortega, I thought, was the future of MMA. And then, of course, they put him in that fight, and they let him take that beating. And they kept letting him take it over and over with Brian Ortega. He took a beating. He didn't need to take that type of beating. I mean, Brian was beaten up at the end of the first round. They let it go another 3.5 rounds. The beating he took that night, the residual effects from that match, they took its toll. Brian Ortega will never be the same. The Brian Ortega that fought Alexander Volkanovski was a shell of his former self. And he could have been the De La Hoya of MMA, I kid you not. So Alexander Volkanovski taking on tonight the Korean Zombie. Volkanovski 23-1. Of course, he beat Brian Ortega in September of 2021 last year. Of course, beat Max Holloway 2 years ago, two fights in a row. But the Korean Zombie comes in at 17-6. He's a bit of a cult figure in the Island of the Sun. Of course, talking about Japan, of course, where he comes from. More power to him, I think, is in Korea as well. I mean, he's kicked it back. He is a big star in Asia, in the Orient. He's like one of their Oriental MMA icons. Of course, one time, remember the first Oriental MMA icon they turned me on to back in, was it 1994? I was in Macau. I remember I think I told this story to you. What was the guy's name? Wong or Lee or something like that. Very common name for Chinese guys. So anyway, he was a Chinese mixed martial arts champion. And they brought him to me. They told me he was like the Bruce Lee, the Chuck Norris, all this kind of good stuff. He was a fat guy. I mean, I couldn't believe he was a fat guy. So then I'm saying to myself, how am I going to deal with this guy? So I took him to Tiananmen Square to run, right? And he couldn't run around Tiananmen Square once. I'm out of shape. I'm a strong. I'm not faint. I'm not trained. I'm not fighting. And I'm able to run around Tiananmen Square. And this guy's like dying after one lap around Tiananmen Square, okay? So I realized, well, maybe he hasn't got the greatest win in the world, so I'm hoping he can be, you know, he can fight and do his thing in the gym, right? I took him to the gym. He was the toughest in all of China. Well, man, they must have had a lot of soft Chinese guys because this guy was a joke. So anyway, I have to monitor this guy for 3 or 4 days before the fight. We're going to fight in Macau. So I'm monitoring him. I'm trying to take him around. I'm watching what he eats. So I missed him by 10 minutes. He beat me to the buffet. There's a wrong word to use with a fighter, buffet. Anyway, bottom line is he beat me to the buffet in the hotel. I didn't want him eating in the buffet. I went down to the buffet. He had 28 pieces of bacon on his plate. 28 pieces of bacon. How do I know? Being anal, I counted them. Okay, 28 pieces of bacon. Snatch. Push the bacon away. He's like beating on his chest like Tarzan, man. You're like, hey, man, you took my food. You ain't eating that crap. Anyway, so we get to the fight. Oh, that bring fight. Yeah, I mentioned it. We get to the fight, and they don't have an opponent for him. And I look across the ring, and they got some guy wearing a T-shirt, and he looks like one of the trainers to me. I said, you know, one of the trainers of one of the other fighters on the card. It turns out he was. Harold Smith tried to pull a fast one. Didn't tell me. If he told me, I wouldn't have been part of it at all. So anyway, bottom line is they pulled a fast one. They put this guy in who was a professional wrestler at one point in time, and he lost like 190 pounds. He went from like 400 pounds to 200 pounds. So he lost all this weight, and he was flabby, and they put a T-shirt on him the whole nine yards. So he goes out there, and he fights this Kung Fu, the Bruce Lee, the Chuck Norris, the Muhammad Ali of China, and Muhammad Ali throws a punch at him. The guy throws a punch at him, and the punch doesn't connect, but the wrestler guy takes a dive. He just takes an Aussie a dive, okay? And the Chinese people weren't going for it. They started throwing stuff in the ring. And I'm like trying to sign off the TV show. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live, blah, 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 from Macau, trying to sign off the TV show. And I realized we got some problems here. So like Vallejo, California, take that back, like Richmond, California, when they started that riot over there with the Terry Davis fight. Of course, George Foreman was there that night. When I started that riot, I grabbed the ring microphone and I tried to talk the crowd down, which couldn't talk the crowd down because they were Chinese and they were upset. And they were throwing stuff. They knew it was a farce. I mean, you could listen. The punch was like, if you're looking at me on WBC TV, the punch was like 6 or 7 inches away from the guy's face. And he fell down like he had been hit, like a 45 slug hit him in the face. Anyway, that was then, and this is now. Back to the Korean Zombie. I think he has no chance against Alexander Volkanovski. Now, of course, Volkanovski is a bit up there in age. But then again, the Korean Zombie, he can punch. The co-feature, there will be a bantamweight fight, 135 pounds, between the UFC champion Alimer Sterling, of course, and Peter Yan. They're both champions. This will be for an undisputed title. Bottom line is, that's 135 pounds. Of course, Gilbert Burns is on the card, too, taking on Kamat Chimaev. I think Chimaev is supposed to be like the new star of UFC. He's supposed to be the guy that's killing everybody. Gilbert Burns at one point in time really looked good. I thought he had a whole lot of skill, a whole lot of future. But then again, all you got to do is get choked out once or kick once in the groin or in the head or somewhere like that. And man, it's all over as far as your UFC career is concerned, especially if Dana White is not pushing you. The women's fight on this card, this main card, will be Mackenzie Dern taking on Tessia Torres, of course, double T taking on Mackenzie. They're going to rock at 150 pounds. And the final card, a final bout on the main card will be a lightweight bout, 155 pounds. Vink Pitel taking on Mark Madsen. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling. And, you know, Dana White's doing his thing. More power to Dana White. I'm just not his favorite guy, without a doubt. I'm not his favorite guy. And every time that somebody says to me, hey, what do you think of Dana? I think that if Whitey Bulger was really a criminal, if Whitey Bulger was really the head of the Irish Mafia in East Boston, and he threatened Dana's wife, Dana's never been married. That's another question. Anyway, for another day. But the bottom line is, if Whitey Bulger would have taken the threat out on Dana and whacked him, we would have never had Dana. Never had to deal with this crazy, you know, one man authoritarian. He thinks, you know, he's the authority. He's got to be the guy. If he ain't the boss, nothing works with Dana White. If he doesn't have the final say, it just doesn't work. And of course, yeah, of course, he took the UFC from a $1.5 million business into a $4,200 million business. So I understand and I give him his business acumen for that. But as far as him being the face of the UFC, I think the UFC needs a new face. They don't have any talent right now. Of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, talked about that in depth, how the talent pool is like very, very shallow. It just is. It's very shallow. Why? Money. If you want to pay these guys, if you want to pay them big money, go ahead, pay them the big money. They will come out. They will fight their heart outs without a doubt. You pay them a little amount of money, they'll still come out and fight their hearts out, but they get their ass whooped, and the residual effects is they have a buzz in their ear for 6 months or something like that, and you're not taking care of it as far as their medical care is concerned. So Dana White, I'm going to say you're just a piece of work. Of course, Dana White has the UFC heavyweight champion, Francis Ngannou. My guy, I like him without a doubt because he stood up to Dana. Of course, he's lost 1, 2, 3 fights. One fight was a heavyweight title fight to Stipe Miocic. And the reason why he lost that fight, because he wasn't ready the first time. Second time around, of course, he won hands down. There was a mismatch the second time around. But the first time, you know, Ngannou is not a ground guy. He's just not a ground guy until he fought that last guy, Cyril Gane, and he took him to the ground, the entire time. So more props to him, but he is a UFC heavyweight title holder. Of course, the hardest puncher, I think he may punch harder than Ernie Shavers. Ernie Shavers is the only boxer that Muhammad Ali told me, and Larry Holmes as well, said, you see his punch coming, and you try to take it, and you can't. In other words, if I see a punch coming at me, a straight right hand, I can take it for some reason. But you hit me with a hook I don't see coming, I don't take it so well. So this is it. The punches you don't see, you just they don't come. They just aren't coming at you the right the right direction. Anyway, bottom line is we wish all the fighters in the UFC, of course, the best as far as their health is concerned, because this is a cold, cold game. You just don't last that long. Of course, you can't get sponsors. I can go on and on. But at the end of the day, Dana White is a piece of work. Now, back to tonight's boxing card, of course. Ryan Garcia, undefeated, 21-0, 18 whacks. As I said, coming off the deck, getting knocked down for the first time in his life against Luke Campbell last time. I remember the first time I got knocked down. Dave Garcia knocked me down in Concord, California. My first open fight. In other words, when I first stepped up to open, you fight novice, special senior, juniors, and then open. The seniors, the open competition, okay? But my first fight as a senior, man, and Dave Garcia hit me with a left hook. I said, bam. I couldn't believe I'd been hit that hard. I had never been hit that hard in my life. I had never been knocked down, not even in a street fight. Had a lot of street fights, never been knocked down. So I sort of knew what Ryan Garcia was talking about when he said he was a queer feeling, like, holy, what the hell is going on here? I'm horizontal instead of vertical. I need to be vertical. So you pick yourself up, and you dust yourself off. You try to get yourself together, this and that, of course. Now, Ryan did get himself together. Of course, he stopped Luke Campbell 7 rounds later. Now, is Luke Campbell the real deal? Hector doesn't think much of Luke Campbell at all. And, of course, Hector says now the biggest thing going for Ryan Garcia, the biggest positive in Ryan Garcia's career in his life right now is the fact that he's got Joe Goose in there, and that Joe will tell him if he's being a, you know what, you know, Joe will tell him. If he's not putting out in the gym, Joe will tell him, no doubt about that. Now, Ryan Garcia and Amanda Dugo, as I said, it'll stop before the seventh round. In case you missed the early part of the show, Gennady Golovkin now 42-1-1, of course, beating the once-beaten Ryota Murata, the WBA champion from Japan, of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, and a good fighter, but I dog him because I don't think he could lick a stamp. Nah, I just don't that. I don't think he might. I don't think, skilled-wise, I never thought much of him. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, Murata loses in the ninth round, of course, to Gennady Golovkin. Golovkin now 42-1-1, the loss and the draw, of course, to Canelo Alvarez. He hopes to avenge that in a September matchup. It would either be in September or November, or if Canelo Alvarez were to get beat by Dmitry Bivol on May the 7th, of course, that third fight with Gennady Golovkin is up in the air. Now, what would I like to see Gennady Golovkin do? I'd like to see him hook it up with the 160-pound Charlo. The middleweight Charlo is undefeated. He keeps running around saying he has no challengers. You know, he doesn't want to fight David Benavidez. No, stuttering and stammering. That's just what he did. Sounded like one of the Three Stooges when Mike Tyson put him on the spot on that podcast, like puffing up or something like that. He put him on the spot, and he had no response. Anyway, I'd like to see Charlo take on Triple G. Triple G take on Charlo. Make the fight happen. Al Haymon, you got no fights for super fights for Mr. Charlo. This is a semi-super fight for you. You can unify three of the four middleweight belts, okay, at 160 pounds. At the end of the day, I think Charlo is a reluctant warrior. I just don't think he's got the intestinal fortitude. I don't think he believes in himself. He talks a good game. Kid's from Houston, Texas. He can sell tickets in Houston, but if you took him to St. Louis, or you took him to New York, or if you took him to San Francisco and New York, he couldn't sell tickets. He's not a marketable guy in my mind. They haven't marketed him. PBC, the Premier Boxing Champions, Al Haymon and these guys, another guy. Maybe they don't market guys because they don't want to pay them the big money. But if you market guys and you make them bigger stars, they make even more money for you. So it works out to your advantage to build these guys into stars. Dana White, not so much because, you know, he takes these guys out. He knocks them off at the knees, you know, real early in their career. So they never attain a legacy, per se, or have a run of greatness. Because then again, you know, when things happen, like the aforementioned Max Holloway. When Max Holloway lost that controversial decision to Alexander Volkanovski, Dana White said, yeah, I think Max might have won that fight, blah, blah. Did Dana sanction or did Dana mandate a rematch, a third fight between those guys? No, he didn't. Why? Because he was sort of happy with the results. He didn't, because Max Holloway would have came back and had Max won, he would have had to pay Max another tier. In other words, Max would have jumped another tier to another tier as far as his pay level is concerned. And Dana doesn't want you jump to that next tier. Dana is a pimp. Straight up, he is a pimp. There's just no doubt about it. And I'll say it again. As a San Francisco policeman, I saw a lot of pimps, okay? Ain't no way no pimp could get away with giving their girls 10% or 15% of the money. In other words, hey, baby, go out there and do me a favor for $120 and I'll give you $10. No, no, no. That ain't going to happen, but it happens in the UFC. Straight up, Dana White, in my mind, is a pimp. You are tuned in. And man, that's a knock on pimps. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Usually we play So Very Hard to Go at the end of the show. It is the close. But the bottom line is I'm playing So Very Hard to Go right now because Alfonso Sotomayor, my childhood buddy of 55 years, left us this past week. Of course, had a heart attack at the age of 63 years old. We wish him and his family the very best. His mother was at the funeral yesterday. Of course, the rosary the day before. But, wow, what can I say? Sam, he's the only guy, Daniel, he's the only guy that ever chipped my teeth. We boxed one time with no mouthpiece. Right, the only time in my life I ever boxed without a mouthpiece in my entire life, the guy chipped my tooth. I kid you not. So the bottom line is Alfonso Sotomayor, a great guy. The family was there yesterday. We got to talk about good times and have some good laughs, but I wish him and his family the very best. Of course, words can never suffice when it comes to death. Now, of course, tonight, Ryan Garcia doing his thing live on The Zone. Of course, taking on, well, not the most formidable guy in the world, but Emmanuel Tigo comes in with a pretty good record. As I said, like 32-1, 15 knockouts, something like that. Not a big puncher. These guys will duke it out at 138 pounds. It's a catchweight fight. Of course, next week, the pay-per-view classic. They call it a classic, right? It's a welterweight showdown between two champions. Talk about Yuri Ugas, of course, the Cuban guy that's never really been super impressive outside of, well, he's never really lost. I mean, the fights that he's lost, he's been burned in a lot of time. I think that one fight with Sean Porter, a lot of people thought he might have won that fight. He lost that fight. I think a majority are split decisions. So most of the fights have been very close, and he lost the fights that he has lost in the other guy's hometown, or he lost to the promoter's fighter. He's never been the promoter's guy. He's always the other guy. So he's always the other guy. He'll be the other guy against Earl Spence, no doubt about that. Of course, Earl Spence suffering a concussion, a brain bleed in that car flip a couple of years ago. I don't think he'll ever be the same. I don't think anybody could ever be the same after that. But we'll see what happens when he takes on Yuta Ugas. Ugas will bring his best, but, you know, what can I say? World-class fighter as an amateur. Of course, he beat Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford's really the real, I think, the wolf at 147 pounds. He's really the killer. Of course, the guy from Omaha, Nebraska. And they tell me they don't call him Bud because he's a nice guy. They call him Bud for something else. I wonder what it is. Bud? I don't get it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I want to thank Daniela Giacomin and her husband, of course, running the gigs on WBC TV over there at VTV. Until next time, Sunday. Don't forget Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcaster, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio Channel 217, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Let me thank Super Dad Daniel for being such a super dad and being a super producer. Scott Cuddy, we're thinking about you. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, peace.